Welcome to the podcast of Acts 29, the podcast where we teach you to use the keys of the kingdom to unlock kingdom realities. Welcome in this practical session in where we learn to enter into God's rest. Despite the circumstances, despite how we feel, maybe you are going through a difficult time right now. And you want to enter into the presence of the Lord, but you don't know how. Maybe the devil is coming against you with a lot of distractions, with a lot of temptations. And instead of running to the Father, we're running away from Him. Because we simply don't feel it. In this session, I hope that we all learn how to enter into the rest of the Father. From out of our righteous position that we have in Jesus Christ. Not how we feel or what other people say about us is our position. But our position is in Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ said, "It is finished." And it is because of Jesus Christ that we have access to the Father. I believe Holy Spirit wants to teach us how to close ourselves from the distractions of this world. And how to start experiencing His presence, so that we can walk from out of that place of rest. We can read in Ephesians 3, "Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." And God gave us the beautiful ability to meditate on the words and to use our imagination. Meditation is not something that started in the Eastern religions. Everything what the enemy does is counterfeit to the real thing. So in this session, we're going to use our imagination to start experiencing the presence of the Lord again. Maybe you can close your eyes. And open up your hands to receive. You can sit. You can lay down. Take a position that you like. And please pray with me. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Refresh me with your Holy Spirit. change the atmosphere in the room with your tangible presence. I don't want to think about the distractions of this world. I just want to be with you, Jesus. You and me. No distractions. Keep receiving. Keep receiving. Now you feel the atmosphere is changing and the peace of the Lord is filling the room. And the peace that goes beyond all understanding is filling your heart and your mind. And while we stay in this peaceful position that we have, we're going to meditate on Psalm 23. And while we're doing this, we keep our eyes closed because we don't want any distraction. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We don't have to worry about anything because the Lord is our shepherd. And just like a little baby that is sleeping in his mother's arms, not worrying about anything, we don't have to worry now about the things in life because the Lord is our shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Let's use our imagination now. We're laying in the grass and we feel the wind through our hair. The shepherd is watching us. We don't worry about anything. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. No matter what happened last week, no matter what happened yesterday, no matter what happened today, we are safe now in the presence of our shepherd. He is restoring our soul, our feelings, our emotions. We are laying it down before his feet. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. While we are in His presence, we don't worry about tomorrow. Because in the presence of the shepherd, He is the one that is leading us. Knowing that when we miss it, He is the one that is pulling us back. And that is what us make feel safe in His presence. He is leading us. He is telling us what to do and what not to do. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For You, the shepherd, is with me. Even while the circumstances in life are not easy, know that when your position is in Jesus, death is nothing more than a shadow. And we don't fear a shadow. Because the shepherd is taking us by the hands and He is leading us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It's the shepherd that is guiding us. It's the shepherd that keeps us on the right track. Meditate on that. This gives a feeling of safety and of being loved by the shepherd that has given His life for His sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd. He saved you. And nobody can snatch you out of His. We are safe and secure because of what the shepherd did for us. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows. We don't worry about anything. All provision comes from the shepherd. And even while the shadows are watching us, we look up to Jesus and we eat with Him. And we drink with Him. Just imagine you sitting at the table with the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. In His presence is a fullness of joy. No anxiety, no pain, no sorrow. Peace and joy. And we eat and we drink and our soul gets restored. And our cup overflows. We are soaking in His presence. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. because of what the shepherd did for us. Because of our position in Him. We are like a magnet for His goodness and His mercy. And wherever we go, His goodness and mercy are surrounding us, are following us. It's not because of what we did. And not because of what we didn't do. That we can dwell in the house of the Lord. It's because of what He did. While we enjoying His presence, His peace, His joy, we're following the shepherd again. And we're walking through the green pastures. And while we're still enjoying His presence, we open our eyes. We take a deep breath in and out. And we may know that whatever we do, His goodness and mercy are following us. And we don't get overwhelmed. Because we fear no evil. And let's pray together again. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank You for this position of righteousness. Holy Spirit, thank You for Your fellowship with me. Lead me. In everything I will do today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Acts 29 podcast. We pray that from today onwards, your life will never be the same, and that you unlock the realities of the kingdom wherever you go.